علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing on the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance, the Charter of Islamic Civilization. And we are taking our inspiration from the different sermons of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. One of those sermons is sermon number 87. In this sermon, Imam Ali alayhi salam explains the situation of the communities before the coming of Islam. Imam Ali alayhi salam explains what those communities were facing, the types of tests and trials, the types of ignorance that they had, the type of apparent progress that would seem to look like a form of development, but in reality it wasn't. He talks about those issues that they were facing and how Islam came and solved those problems, and how it is important for us today to think about the fact that if we have the same issues facing the world today, then we need something to help us solve that. In one of those phrases, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَالدُّنْيَا كَاسِفَةٌ نُورٌ, that the world at that time was eclipsed from the light. كَاسِفَةٌ نُورٌ, that means the light was blocked. It was engulfed in darkness, despite all the material progress that apparently was there in the empires of the Rome and the Persian. Still it was in darkness. What is this darkness? Inshallah, we will soon discuss about that.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we are being told that the world was in darkness. That means Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us that the material progress is not the reason for enlightenment of a community. There is something else. The problem was the distance from the teachings of the divine, the destruction of the people's reality, the souls of the people, the hearts of the people was being destroyed. Their affinity towards truth and their ability to go towards the right direction was being destroyed in those environments. And we see that it is happening today also in those so-called progressive countries. One of those strong manifestations of darkness is the imaginary progress that people feel that they are having. Look at the young man that is growing up in a Western civilization. He is being fed constantly with a very fake understanding of progress and felicity and happiness. And a person who lives such a life where always he is being fed with this fake understanding of reality, fake understanding of what is true felicity, such a person slowly begins to turn away from life. And that is why you see that people in the West, in these so-called developed areas, are depressed. A large amount of people in those communities face depression. They need a lot of entertainment to turn them away from the actual pain that they have in their hearts. That's why you see that people are committing suicide. They're committing suicide. So now you get two groups of people. Those who are brave, they end up killing themselves. Those who don't have the bravery to kill themselves in these worlds, in these areas, they end up dying while they are still alive. And their death is in what sense? Their death is in their unawareness. Their death is in their unconsciousness. Their death is in their lack of understanding. Their death is in their addictions, their laxity. This is their death. And it is, you can see the Western civilization is taking mankind towards this form of death. If it is not suicide, then it is death while being still alive.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, another reason, another form of death that we see today, that people are so much engulfed in this darkness, is now you can see because of this dark atmosphere that has been created by this fake understanding of felicity and progress, they have now brought about different forms of spirituality that will kind of attract people. Things like Reiki, things like yoga, things like pranic healing, you know, all these different types of healings that have come today. Because these are things that look like light, but they are not light. Their reality is darkness, but they are being brought about as light. The communities are being fed and made to imagine that these are light. You know, the human imagination is very powerful. If a person were to feed and to make a person and explain a person certain realities and beautify them in such a way that even if it is not good, they can still imagine it as good, this is what the West is doing today. The West is very clever, very smart, very apt in showing the dirtiest things as beautiful, the most murkiest of issues as wonderful and lovable. This is the reality. So now, because of the lack of spirituality, now they come up with these fake forms of spirituality, yoga and Reiki and all of these things, which have no reality at all. Under the pretext of knowing the self and understanding the soul and understanding your existence, they pull you into this, whirlpool of darkness that whose walls seem to be of light, but in reality are not like that. This is something that is very dangerous also that we are facing today, these fake forms of spirituality. Inshallah, in the next session we will discuss slightly in touch on these issues. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه